Energy Nearing Solutions. This is Deb.
Hey, is Benny there?
He's in a meeting. Would you like to leave him a voicemail?
Sure, that'll be fine.
Oh, excuse me. May I ask who's calling?
Sure, it's Joel with Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hold on one moment, please.
All right.
Can you hold?
Sure.
Thanks. Okay, I'm going to transfer you to a phone that he's going to pick up, okay?
Okay.
Hello, it's Benny.
Hey, Benny. This is Joel with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. It's good time to chat?
Yeah. Give me just a sec to hide out in somebody's office here.
Busy day today?
Most have been busy, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay, alrighty.
So I just want to first...
So I don't have my computer in front of me, so I'm just going to take notes as you talk. And.
Okay, sure, no problem. So I just want to first recap what we talked about last time. You were looking to see what would be the max amount that we can offer you. And then you can just pick whatever you want to use, how much you need. And we worked backwards from there. Just reviewing a few things on your file here. The biggest thing that I see here that's a concern is there's a difference between the July bank statement and the August bank statement. For July, your ending balance was $189,000, and then your August, you ended at about $9,000. Do you know what happened during August? Was there like a big, you had to pay a lot of things out?
So I don't have that in front of me and or Joe, but I'll just tell you. So between basically May and, well, this year it's dragging on till December, but we have an overhaul season. So the equipment we operate, every one of those overhauls is over $100,000 in parts. So we swing all over the place.
Okay.
So part of the discussion. So if I was to guess, we either paid off a bunch of parts or bought a bunch of parts going into the next round. So you almost have to look at us on a sort of 6 month or year base. Anyway, just that.
Yeah, I just see. I looked at the whole thing, but that was the only thing that I need kind of like a little clarification there.
Yeah. Well, part of the reason we're having this discussion is those swings. So and access to money when needed, but I don't know if you ever looked at our website or what we do, but most of the power generation equipment we operate, it's big 2,000 horsepower stuff, and so those overhauls are pretty pricey.
Yeah, I know that the main thing was basically just being able to have the capital as a safeguard, just in case you have to have, you know, buy a whole bunch of stuff and you don't have the cash on hand.
Well, a lot of it is, we have I don't know if any of this was passed on. So we have a number of projects, seven projects right now that are contracted, so multi-year contracted. Four of those are 20 years out. So we can plan around those. We know the equipment in those, but we pick up a lot of sort of third-party side work, and those are the ones we have to be prepared for because they could just show up, and quite honestly, most of them show up in the summer.
Oh, I see. Okay. So did you have a big summer then?
We had a great summer, yeah.
Nice.
So,
how's winters usually for you guys? Or fall, actually. It's only going to the fall.
Fall's working out really good. Like I said, this year some things started late, and we were just talking this morning with the shop. We're probably backlogged almost through December.
Oh, wow.
Which we would usually see things die down early. But and then what we'll also do just as a company-wise is try and promote more, pick up a lot of our design work, so the engineering, the soft work, in the winter months, so that can be ready for construction season in the as the summer months hit. So
I
we
see,
do,
okay.
anyway, So we're kind of diversified in the sense we're design, engineering, operation, maintenance, plus we have a whole computer side and IT data analytics side. So
And do people some companies subcontract some of the engineering work out to you guys too?
Yeah, probably $2 million a year is just plain subcontracted consulting or design work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Cool. Alrighty. So let me go over. And then have you had a working capital loan before or kind of familiar on how they work?
No, not really, to be honest. I mean, we've used our line of credit, but that's about it, to be honest. So,
sure. So based on your file, I did get you guys approved for $175,000. So how that works, I aimed for a little bit higher, but for right now, since it's our first time doing business, this is the amount that we're able to offer at the first time, and then obviously next time we're able to get you more. But let's just say, for example, we do $175,000, and then we deposit the money directly straight into the business checking account, and then you can use however much you want, or you can use it for whatever you need. We don't follow the money. We don't ask for any kind of reports or anything, so that's a plus side there. And then what we have you approved for right now is over a course of 18 months.
Okay.
And it's a daily payment. And daily payment, how it works is Monday through Friday only. So for the month, it's generally about 22 days per month.
Okay.
So your payment is, let me see here. So it's $636. And that's if you take the full $175.
So it's $636 per day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're
Monday
saying?
Through Friday only.
Monday through Friday. It's per business day, I guess. Maybe
Yes, word that. Basically.
Okay. And what is that costing me?
So it is not an APR.
That's ultimately the question we're getting to anyway, right?
Sure. Yeah, exactly. So it's not an APR since it's not annualized. What we do is we just tell you the cost to fund the loan, basically. So the cost to fund your loan is, let's see here. So your total payback on the $175, if you take the whole thing, is $252.
Payback on $175 equal $252 over 18 months.
Over 18 months.
Okay.
And you have the ability to refi and get additional capital when you're halfway through the loan. So when you're at 9 months, you're able to refi the remaining balance and get about 50% more on top.
So let me just see if I understand what you just said.
Sure.
So if I'm 175, so when I'm at 85,000, 87, whatever, I can refi to get
you
back up to 175, or I can refi to go higher, or what's that?
Yeah, so you can refi and go higher.
Okay. And that's a whole other review process, or what's... So here I guess here's what I'm thinking. So my thought is I have to look at the cost of this money, right?
Right, of course. And if the ROI is there, right?
What's that?
And if the ROI is there and if it makes sense.
Yeah. Does it make sense? And I think I told you the other day, where it potentially or likely makes sense for me is, okay, now we've developed a relation that the next time we need this or go after it or get it in this spot, it's easier to say, okay, we did 175 the first time. Can I do 250 without as long, drawn-out discussion
exactly.
point thing? Okay. So, okay.
So basically, when you're about halfway through the loan, we can refi the minimum balance, and you can go even higher. I actually tried to go higher this time to about 250, 300, but it was just that there was, since you guys changed your bank account from one to another, there was the sweep account. They were just looking at that, I don't know, with first time borrower. If you kept changing the account around, so they didn't authorize the 250, 300 this time around. But next time you do it, we have 6 to 9 months of business bank account, business bank statement, where it's just from one account. It there shows a little bit more stability, and then we're able to offer that 250, 300.
Okay. No, that's fine. Yeah, that was just a function of timing. Cause
yeah, it just so happened to be like right after you you swapped over accounts.
Yeah, we had multiple accounts. We were just closing one up because it was, well, anyway, we've gone through multiple CFOs as well.
Yeah, I saw the notes from Kyle that you guys went from one CFO to another, and that's what happened with the sweep account.
Okay. So essentially, this is costing me about $4,300 a month. Does that sound right? I mean, that's the extra.
That so. Let's see. So if you take the full amount of the $176 per day times 22 days, you're looking at a little under $14,000. Sorry.
Okay. Did I say that right? Okay.
So you do 636 times 22.
That's just plain cost. I'm just talking about the 252 minus 175.
Oh,
to
be
honest with you. Yeah. So, what you're referring to is actually our payment base, which is 14,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And we're paying off whatever 10,000 a month in that process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you pay principal and interest at the same time.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that interest of any use? Is there, I guess that's up to the CPAs. Okay. And let's see, at 9 months, half, we should just make this. So if I take out 100,000 at 9 months, if I'm down to 50,000, I can come back and ask for more.
Yep.
Okay. Do the terms change at all, or get better or worse or same, or what's the?
No, it gets better because, you know, given that your credit stays the same and your, you know, your wife stays, I think your wife is the other 50% owner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Just want to make sure. So
no,
yeah,
it's fine.
Given that, you know, you and your wife's credit stays the same, or even if it gets better and the business credit gets better and you have a relationship with us, the terms do get better. Our unsecured capital loans actually go all the way up to 3 years.
Okay. Okay. And then if I do something like take 100 now or take 50 now or whatever the number is,
sure.
Can I come back to you in 2 months and say, hey, I'd like to have the 175 or the full amount or whatever we make, this first decision becomes this first decision? How's that?
Sure. So how it works, it's the same thing. So you have to wait until you're 50% paid into the loan in order to get additional on top.
Okay.
That is if you're just basically refining the, let's just say, for example, you took 50,000 right now. In 2 months, you need additional capital. And, you know, you can submit additional bank statements to us and we can look at and see if there's like a second position loan that we can do for you. But it would just basically stack on top of the loan you have currently and not like refining and getting additional capital based on the first loan, if that makes sense.
Okay. And is there any way to pay that down to expedite that, or it's based on payment time?
Sure. Okay. So you actually get if you do prepayment, there's actually a prepayment discount too.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I took out 50 and I'm just making up stuff here, and
two months
from now we needed more, I could pay down whatever's left on the 25 in order to hit the 50% mark and then turn around. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Alrighty. I mean, I'm intrigued with the whole thing. How's that?
That's good.
Are you going to put this in writing, or what's the... You know, quite honestly, I'm going to go back and figure out what the interest rate is, which I assume you could probably tell me, but...
Well, we don't have a rate, so like a percentage, because it's not annualized. So what we do is we just give you like the cost to fund the loan.
Yeah, no, it's more of a, you know, what's, I'm just, I guess. So is this just a, what do I call it? Sorry.
That's okay. And then also, we can also make it shorter term too, if that works best. You can You know, if it's 18 months, it's pretty long until you reach the 50% mark. A lot of our customers, like a lot of customers in the construction industry, actually, they prefer something like a 6 months because they're able to do the refi at 3 months for the whole amount and get additional.
Yeah, that's just a payment discussion, right? So, but I assume it wouldn't matter in the. I guess, how would that change things? If I'm looking at 175 costing me 252, is that cost the same whether it's 6 months or 18 months?
No, the shorter is going to, you're going to save some money on the interest. You know, the longer the term is, the more interest you're paying back in total. The shorter the term, you're paying less in interest.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, that's intriguing. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Alrighty. So do you put some of this in writing, or how does this work out?
Sure. So are you okay with the numbers? Because what I can do is I can generate the loan documents for you to review it.
Yeah. I think I would say go down that, am I okay with the numbers? I could say no, I want better. How's that?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So that's, and then you'd have to figure out how you want an answer. I mean, I'm okay with the 175. I'm a little frustrated because the initial call with Kyle was 250. Just because we closed accounts. But at the same time, I don't know that I'd take the full amount anyway because I just want to get this started.
Yeah, that's why it took me so long to get back to you today. It was because I was trying to turn it around like three times with the credit department, giving them like three different explanations on, you know, why there was like the sweep account. And then they're just like, you know, it just... since first-time borrower, they don't, you know, it looks a little fishy to them. That's why that they weren't able to offer that, you know, the bigger 250 right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I tried to turn it around a couple times, but yeah, sorry, couldn't do it. So what I can do is, if you're interested in this, I don't know if you're interested in doing this, but I can run some numbers for like a shorter term and see what that comes out to me, and then you can have a couple numbers to play with.
Okay. If you don't mind doing that, you have my email, and partially I'm doing this a bit on the fly, on the phone, and Joe's out of town, but he's very accessible by email, so I wouldn't mind running this up his food chain and just say, okay, Joe, here's what you and I talked about, and here's what they're offering, and here's, or you and me, you know, what do you think? Let's look at our position and is this worthwhile long term? Yeah.
Yep.
Here's my other question to you. Is Bank of Cardiff just ultimately become a working capital bank for us all the time, or does it turn into other things?
We do. Our two main products is working capital and equipment financing. And equipment financing is like a traditional 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments, kind of like a car loan. So any type of, you know, equipment that you have, we can do that.
Okay. Sounds good.
And we can actually run numbers for both programs at the same time too. So if there's any needs down the road where you need capital to, you know, because you have a large project and you need to buy a new piece of equipment for it, we can do both things for you at the same time.
Yeah.
And whatever we approve you for equipment does not eat into the amount of capital we're able to offer you. So we can give you $250, $300, along with like a $500 piece of equipment too, as long as it makes sense for the business.
Okay. Sounds good. So, yeah, so we would just work out the details for that.
So for right now, you want me to run some numbers for like a shorter term to just see what it's going to be?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I got the 18-month, which is fine.
Okay.
And then and it's probably where I might start because as long as there's no I guess I'd be curious what the prepayment penalty is, or I should say the prepayment discount is.
Discount, not prepayment penalty.
Yeah. And then compare that with 6 months. And partially, like I told you before, I'm just offsetting this with our existing line of credit. So if this becomes, you know, super expensive, then I'd kind of have to question.
Yeah, of course.
Relationship. And, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, do you have, I know you don't, do you have any like immediate need for it? Do you have any, you know, projects coming up within the next month or two?
I have a couple things I could apply it to that, are coming up, but I'm not in a dire need position.
Right.
So that's, yeah. And you know, ideally I wouldn't be when I called, because that makes a whole different negotiation. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I just, I would kind of.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, you know, this, it's called, you know, working capital, so we want the capital to be working for you. I want to make, you know, make sure it's, it makes sense for you and we get you the amount that you need.
Okay. Nope, mm-hmm. That sounds good. So,
okay. Cool.
So, yeah, so throw me a couple numbers, I guess.
Okay.
Or put some of this formally.
Sure.
And I'm going to go play with some of the numbers myself.
Okay.
And then I'll discuss this with Joe over the next couple of days. I have to figure out when he gets back in town, but we can email back and forth for a little while.
Yeah. And then, all right.
What is your, so my original question, what is, so we say yes, you work out loan docs.
Yeah.
Is this a signature and gets turned around in a day? It's a signature in a week? Or what's the steps?
Sure. So I could generate the loan docs in the next few hours if, you know, I can generate it in like in a few hours and then send it over to you. And then after you sign the paperwork, there might be a few stipulations where you might have to send like a month-to-date bank statement, but nothing too crazy. The turnaround, it's in a day or two after you sign the documents.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And are there origination fees as well, or is it just the cost alone?
Sure. I can double check that for you.
Okay.
Let's see here. Okay, so it looks like this one has a 2% origination fee.
2% of 175?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2%. So your fees keep going up here.
So that's 3,500.
Does that come out of the 175?
Yeah, it just come out of the amount that you we fund to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. Alrighty.
When's a good time for me to touch base with you?
If you send stuff tonight, I'm around tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I'm taking off tomorrow afternoon, but you always have my cell phone, so
yeah.
And I'll call back if I'm in a meeting or something, so.
Okay,
so,
sure, no problem.
For the next, so I'm just being honest with you, the rest of the week it is miscellaneous meetings, and I got some training at the end of the week, so.
It's been a month, too, so there's a lot of things to take care of, too.
Fair, I just know my travel schedule here coming up, so. But I don't mind reviewing this.
Okay.
And I'll actually, I'll review this with my wife tonight as well.
Okay, sure.
And then we'll kind of make some, come up with some ideas.
Sounds good. I'll run some new numbers and get back to you on it, too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. No problem. Talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.